Today's Tanya is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Yud, Igeres HaKedesh 10. In the English Tanya, it's on page 442. In this letter, the Alter Rebbe is talking about the importance of tzedakah for another reason, in addition to the previous letters. The reason here the Alter Rebbe says is that through tzedakah, a certain level of tzedakah, we can fix the damage that was caused in the neshama above through a sin that cannot be fixed by regular mitzvahs. So the Rebbe begins to explain how the mitzvahs are given, every one of them with a finite size, dimension, limit, and number, because it is all part of this world. And now the Alter Rebbe says, at the beginning of the paragraph, Tanya, for the first day of Elul, the second day of Rish Chedesh, V'hine l'fi shehamitzvis nitnu lanu aydei hislapshus b'midas gvura v'tzimtzum ha'ara, because the mitzvahs were given to us clothed in gvura, restricted and limited, lochein reiv ha'mitzvis yesh lahem shir mitzumtzum k'mei eira chatzitzis yud beis gedlin. As, for example, the length of the tzitzis are 12 thumb lengths, the width of 12 thumbs. V'hatfilin etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, and the size of the tefillin is 2 fingers by 2 fingers. U'merubois dafke, and they have to be square. In other words, they have to have 4 sides, not 5, not 6. Whereas tzitzis, the one the mitzvah mentioned before, if you have a garment with 5 corners, then the mitzvah still applies. Whereas with tefillin, if it's 5-sided or 6-sided, then the tefillin are puzzle. V'halulav is dalit tvachim, the lulav has to be 4 cubits. V'hasukah zayin tvachim, a sukkah has to be 7 cubits. V'hashefa tefach, a shefa has to be at least 1 cubit. V'hamikveh mem so, a mikveh has to contain 40 measures of water. V'chein b'karbonis, the same is true also with the sacrifices. Yesh lahem shir mitzumtzum l'zman, in the sacrifices there was a limitation and a restriction in terms of time. K'meikvos in b'nei shana, as for example, a lamb, the lambs that were brought had to be 1 year old. And the elim b'nei shtayim, the rams had to be 2 years old. Uporim, and the oxen also had their age. And the same is true also in the act of tzedakah and gemilas chasadim with money. Even though gemilas chasadim is one of the pillars on which the world rests, as it says, the world is created by kindness, by chesed, which is tzedakah, gemilas chasadim. So it's essential to the creation of the world and to the existence of the world. Afilu hachi yesh lo shir kotzuv chemesh l'mitzvah min ha-mufchar u'maiseh l'midah beinanis. Even though tzedakah creates the world and would therefore, it would be appropriate that tzedakah would be higher than the world and not limited, but even so, tzedakah also has its limit. A fifth, if you're going to give tzedakah in the highest level, and on an ordinary, the average level is a tenth. V'zeh nikra chesed olam. And this is called chesed olam, the chesed of the world, pirish chesed keil kol hayim, meaning the kindness that is limited by time, by the world, by day. Hamislabish be'olam esolyeinu v'tachteinim, the kindness of God that is clothed in the higher and lower worlds, but clothed in them to fit, which means restricted, and this comes as a result, this kindness from above comes in response to the kindness from below. And he, mitzvah hatzdaka v'chesed she'esim b'nei adam zeim zeh, the initiative here below that causes that chesed is the kindness that people do with each other. And since the world is finite, from earth to heaven is 500 years distance, and from heaven to heaven there are 500 years distance. And the age of the world is 6,000 years, the world as we know it, until Mashiach. Therefore, there is also a size, a dimension given to the mitzvah of tzedakah as it is in Torah, just as every other mitzvah in Torah. But this restricted mitzvah of tzedakah, finite mitzvah of tzedakah, applies only to the person who abides by Torah, who keeps the Torah. And did not stray from the Torah to the right or to the left. Afilu kamoli nima, not even a hair's breadth. Then it is appropriate that he do the mitzvah as it is in Torah, and that is with a finite amount. But a person who has strayed, since he has gone astray, causing a fault, a flaw, a deficiency in the holiness above, because his measure is lacking, his quota of godliness is lacking, in terms of drawing down godliness, the amount of godliness that he could have drawn to himself, from God's light and from God's godliness, the amount of godliness he would have drawn to himself if he had kept the Torah according to the halacha, and he has fulfilled the mitzvahs, and now that he didn't do that, he strayed from Torah, so he's lacking that godliness that he would otherwise have had. So this flaw cannot be rectified by tshuva. Tshuva can erase a negative impression. The negative effect of a sin is erased by tshuva. But having failed to bring godliness, having failed to bring the full amount of godliness that was available or that he could have brought had he kept the Torah and mitzvahs, now that he didn't bring that godliness, what can make up for that? What can replace or restore the godliness that he's lacking? This can only be done by drawing down that divine light that is greater than the world, the Eine Mislabish Bohen, and is not clothed in the world, Hanikra Chesed Ilo, and this is called not Chesed Olam, the kindness of the world, but it's called the divine kindness, or Vezav Chesed, it's called the abundant kindness. Kindness that is greater than the world. That kind of a chesed. And it is called Rav Chesed because it spreads, it radiates, and extends infinitely without any size, without any restriction. Since it doesn't have to fit within the confines of a finite world, it therefore itself is infinite. Rather, it affects the world from above, from outside of the world, etc. And also, it affects all the worlds equally, from the highest to the lowest, since it is not restricted by the restrictions of the world. So the higher restriction and the lower restriction doesn't affect it. And when a person brings that godliness down to the world, the ma'isav, through his actions, b'sarusa delatata, and through his initiative below, azai eid elyin ze meyirum espasha teicha elamis, then this higher light, this divine light, illuminates and extends into the higher worlds, into the worlds, umesakin kol mu'uvos, and it fills whatever was lacking. The chol migroi shenitnu b'kedusha elyon, and any flaw that was created in the divine holiness, holiness above, umechadish edon v'tuvon b'yeses eis v'yeset oz, and it renews the light and the goodness of the worlds with a greater strength and a greater measure, b'dechinas er chodosh mamosh, with a literally new light, lochin omru b'mokim shabal yeshuva imdim, etc. And that's why the sages say that in a place where the Baal Tshuva stands, even the perfect tzaddik can't stand, because the Baal Tshuva brings to himself from a divine light that is higher than the world, higher than the restrictions of the world, which comes only as a corrective measure for having failed, for having strayed from Teira, and then reaching to a higher place, a place where, as he will conclude in tomorrow's shiur, a place where the tzedakah is not restricted. It's an infinite tzedakah, and it draws down an infinite chesed, an infinite tzedakah, from a place higher than that of a tzaddik. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the first day of Elul, the Shchedesh Elul, the Rebbe writes that Kishahoya HaTzemach Tzedek Ben Teisha Shonim Omar Lo Rabbeinu Hazokin. When the Tzemach Tzedek was 9 years old, the Alter Rebbe, his grandfather, said to him, Kibalti Memeirei, I received a teaching from my teacher, who was the Harav HaMagid, the Mezitcha Magid, Shekibu Memeirei, who received it from his teacher, who was the Baal Shem Tev, B'Shei Meirei HaYadua. And the Baal Shem Tev said it, taught it, in the name of his teacher, his well-known teacher, who was Achia HaShalini, who lived in the times of David HaMelech, who would come to the Baal Shem Tev and learn with him. So the Alter Rebbe said to the Tzemach Tzedek that he heard from the Magid, who heard from the Baal Shem Tev, who heard from Achia HaShalini, Asher Miyeim Sheni Dresh Chedesh Eul Ad Yom HaKippurim, that from the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, which means the first day of Elul, until Yom Kippur, Yemru b'chol yom v'yom b'meshech hayom shloisha kapit lachtilim, a person should say every day of those 40 days 3 kapit lachtilim, uv'yom ha-kippurim, and on Yom Kippur itself shloishim v'shisha kapit lach, on the day of Yom Kippur itself he should say 36 psalms, Tes Kedim Kol Nidrei, 9 kapitlach, 9 psalms before Kol Nidrei, Tes Kedim Hashina, 9 kapitlach before going to sleep on the night of Yom Kippur, Tes Achar Musaf, another 9 kapitlach Tehillim after Musaf in the day of Yom Kippur, Tes Achar Neila, and 9 after Neila. Umishalei Hischol B'Yem Beis Dereish Chedesh, and whoever did not begin to say the 3 kapitlach per day, he didn't start on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, he's behind. Yaschil be'ese yeim shu emet be. He should start by saying the 3 kapitlach that apply for the day in which he is beginning. He shouldn't start from the beginning. He should start from the day in which he remembers that he has to say it. Ve'es asher hechzir yashlim. And the days that he had missed, he should make up for, he should complete later.